All right. You know what? The story about this guy with tuberculosis who was in Greece and then flew over and to Canada and then crossed the border from Canada into the United States to get back home because he was on like a no-fly list, basically, is really getting a lot of press, as it probably should. You know, you're always talking about, you know, you don't want people to enter the country with whatever, and you think, wow, if you know, infect some kind of suicide plague spreader with something, right, and get him to cross over the border and start coughing on people.
Yeah.
You know, that wouldn't be good. This guy obviously was relatively harmless. You know, I mean, as far as profiling goes, he had tuberculosis, wasn't symptomatic, and was at a place where he was probably least likely to spread something like that. And it's like multi-drug-resistant strain of tuberculosis.
Jeez.
Which really isn't fun. Like, I think it's like 50% of people die from it or something.
Oh.
So that wouldn't be any fun at all for anybody. Right? So you're hearing, like, this guy's on a plane and everything. Like, did he infect people on this plane who then flew off to different directions and they're spreading this thing all over the world? Or what exactly happened? And it looks like, you know, things are probably under control. But still, you know, you're like, wow, hey, that's not cool. And obviously, if someone like that, he's not symptomatic, he's not coughing or really, and you know, like you would to spread something. But, you know, you think all the times that you've encountered people where you want to say, you don't happen to have multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis, do you? Think of all the times where, you know what I mean, where you someone is just, like, coughing and disgusting, and you're like, what are you spreading right now? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just gross people in general.
Yeah.
There was a kid in my class who was just gross. He was so nasty. He was in my high school class.
Uh-huh.
And, like, my sister cut his hair. When she washed his, when he'd come in, she would have to wash it like 5 times because.
What?
Yeah, because it still wouldn't be clean. And like he would always like walk around school and he had like dandruff or it could have been lice, I don't know, in his hair. And he was just nasty. And he would, it was so gross because whenever the teacher would like get mad at him or something and he would get mad back. He would drop a deuce in his pants.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Was he messed up in the head or?
Well, see, I don't know. He was never in like a special ed class or anything. He was just, you know, taking classes that the rest of my class was taking.
Oh, so he was, well, maybe you were in a class and they just didn't tell you about it. You ever think about that?
Shut. But. Yeah, and one time he did it in band class, and then he sat down in a chair.
The band teacher goes, who's off key? I think it's one of the tubas.